is about to make my day. Friday morning, everybody. How you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, your encourager, and your what? Independent clergy. I hope everybody's doing well on a Friday. And you know what that means. Stand by and let's get him rolling. I think it's time. There you go. Kind of overcarried this morning. I hope everybody's doing well. I kind of got off key there a little bit. If I'm off key today, you guys are going to have to forgive me. It is raining this morning here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. But I'm not complaining. And everything's going to be A-OK. And you know what? God's got it under control. Hey, I hope you had a chance to listen to my podcast show about your spiritual gifts yesterday. And if you haven't had a chance to hear it, I encourage you guys, that's right, to go back to my podcast show from yesterday on Thursday's podcast and listen to it. It's really great. You're going to get a lot out of it, okay? I want to remind you also, as always, you can email me here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. That's our iHeartRadio studio. MorningsBrew@gmail.com. Again, MorningsBrew@gmail.com. Or go to my Facebook page, like me on Facebook for what? Free, F-R-E-E, that's right, F-R-E-E, free, and you can message me on there, there's a direct message, or you can text me, and if you have any questions on that too, and you need prayer requests, you can't reach me directly, which most of the time you can, I do have a Morning Brew Christian podcast on iHeartRadio ministry team that will be praying for you all as well, okay? All right. That being said, also wanted to let you know that you can, as always, people have asked me, how do we find you? Well, if you have an Apple phone, you can go to Apple Podcasts, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, subscribe for free. Also, give me a 5-star rating. We'd appreciate that. Me and the ministry team would really, really love to get some great positive vibes from you guys. And if you have an Android phone, Download that free app, Google Podcasts. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Subscribe for free. Twitter, at Mornings Brew. I'm all over the map, guys. You can even search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. iHeartRadio, who we're syndicated with all across the global. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast, same as well. Subscribe for free. All right, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show on a Friday. By the way, TGIF, thank God it's Friday, or thank goodness it's Friday. All right. Well, today, going to go help you guys out on that. You're going to love this one. Today, we're going to talk about, can loved ones in heaven look down on you? Can loved ones in heaven look down on you? I have your answers for you on that. Also, got a great Bible devotion here in a little bit called An Upside Down World. No characters today. However, my friend Mark Lowry, got a Mark Lowry comedy for you all. And some great Christian music. Only and exclusively on your favorite podcast show, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Hey, thank you for making us number one morning Christian coffee podcast show. Boy, I tell you, I love it. Thank you so much. The Deacon and Coach Dan seem to be everybody's favorite, so that's good. All right, you know what? I'm ready to get up and get some jumping jacks going. Oh, by the way, before I forget, everybody has asked me about my little brother's girlfriend. Well, Jeff would wring my neck, call him little brother all the time, but he still is. Little brother, his girlfriend, Sarah. That surgery has been pushed back to next Wednesday. Again, the surgery for Sarah on her broken foot has been pushed back to next Saturday. We'll keep you updated on that as well. All right, jumping jack ready. Ready? One, two, three, four. One, two, three. Wait a minute. Do it again. Didn't turn out that way. Let's try it again. Okay. Come on. We got the music going. The beat. We got the beat. We got the beat. Come on now. Here we go. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Four, three, two, one. Let's roll. Hey, you all did pretty good. Of course, I can't see it. I'm here at the studio, so. All right, there we go. All right, well, today our Bible devotion is on an upside-down world. You know, Scripture reminds us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 16, God is not ashamed to be called their God. You know, we do live, friends, in an upside-down world. In fact, people hate what they should love. They quarrel. We see a lot of that. When they should be friendly and fight, when they should be peaceful. You know, and then it would be that they should be healed, but then steal when they share, do something when they should do something right. And this is a true story. A gentleman talked about how he saw a toy clown. Remember those toy clowns, the little wound up things, with the weight on its head. Now, no matter how it was placed, it was variably assumed in upside down position. It could be placed on its feet or on its side. And when you let it go, it flipped back on its head. Now, the clown illustrates why the disciples seem to be the misfits of the world. To be an upside-down person and a right-side-up person seems to be upside down. To be a non-believer, the true Christian, in an auditory or abnormality. Yet, this isn't the whole picture for all around us. People who sense something is wrong with their topsy-turvy lives. They yearn to do right side up. My question to you is will you pray for them and ask God to help you point them to life's only solid foundation, which is Jesus Christ? Amen? Amen. All right, now what I'm going to do now is I'm going to kind of, before I bring Mark Lowry comedy on, you know, this has become everybody's just favorite song. In fact, I think it's becoming the signature song for the Morning Brew Christian Podcast show on iHeartRadio. You're like, CA, what is it? What is it? What is it? Why do you keep playing some of these songs? These are just not ones that I like. These are songs, and there's a lot of them that I do like. These are songs that people like. And I've got to do it this morning, guys. So let's do a little bit of good morning, another additional good morning. Thank you, T-Mac. Man, you morning people. All right, now, let's let Mr. Mark Lowry, before we get started on some Christian music here, on, and a good morning, everybody. Get your coffee ready. Let's listen to Remotely Controlled. And, well, I say let's go to Remotely Controlled. Hang on. Let's go to, let's see here, Birthday Wishes from Wildred, I think is what someone requested. Here we go.
Scott here. Today we're going to wish Milford Fitzrucker of Shaky Palms, Florida, a happy 103rd birthday. Hey, tell us, Milford, what's it like to be 103? Hey, Leonard Scott here. Today we're going to wish Milford Fitz...
Somebody wanted me to put that in as a joke. Okay, all right, let's... I've played this before, okay? But we're going to talk about this one that Mark Lowry is going to tell us about, the traveling evangelist, okay? So, no offense on anybody if they have a birthday today or whatever. Just someone had emailed me and asked me, hey, will you play that? Sure. All right, here we go. Let's listen to this one as he fills in on the traveling evangelist.
Those evangelists, you remember those evangelists that would come through our church, bless their hearts, they never knew what the guy before him had already preached. They preach that same thing. 1 Corinthians 11:14, doth not even nature itself teach you to shame for a man to have long hair? I'd always meet him at the door and say, yeah, it says it's a shame, not a sin. I mean, a lot of things are shame. It's a shame it's too hot in here tonight. Makes you glad you ain't going to hell, doesn't it? It's a shame they never found that other scripture right below it that says, but if there be any contentious among you, against such we have no law, neither the churches of God. In other words, get on to the things that are important. It's a shame we don't hear more about not, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. It's a shame. It's a shame we didn't hear more about, for our present suffering is not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us. For we know that all creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to this present time. Not only so, but we who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons and the redemption of our bodies. If we'd have heard that, they'd have had me. They'd have said, yeah. Because see, all those evangelists that came through town, they'd preach on our hair, but boy, they never did mention their gluttony. Most of them had those stomachs hanging so low, they'd walk across the stage, their stomach would be getting rug burned. Those weren't vests. You know, those weren't vests they were wearing in the 70s. Those were girdles. They'd have those buttons stretched so tight, if they could aim properly, they could have cleaned off a deacon board. Quoted that Romans 8 chapter where it says our present suffering is not worth comparing, and that we wait for the redemption of our bodies. Our body is not redeemed. That's why we're falling apart. That's why we're fighting the battle of the bees: baldness, bifocals, bridges, bulges, bow-legged knees, and bunions.
It's nice to have Mark Lowry fill in from time to time and everything. All right. I'm ready to, you know, my friend Carmen, he like, you know, he was always creative on a lot of his music, and it always reached and touched people. By request on a Friday, it's time, by golly, to PTL. Happy Friday. Y'all better coffee up and coffee up now, right? Come on, the weekend's here. Carmen's going to remind us, get ready to PTL. Have that praise on all the time.
Let's go. Savior say, my strength indeed is small, child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me that all-known. Jesus paid it all. Oh, to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. It washed in white as snow. Indeed, I find thy power and thine alone. It can change, it can change the leper spots. And I've seen it melt, melt the heart of stone. I gotta say right now, Jesus.
Sure is nice to play some Carmen music. I tell you, I love his music. Well, today, friends, going to my biblical archives, by special request, I had a listener ask me if I could talk about, can loved ones in heaven look down on you? Well, let me go back, and before I get started on my lesson a little bit, you know, I lost my grandmother, what would be on my mom's side, back in 1996. And 11 years after that, lost my grandfather in 2007. In fact, they both passed away on the same day. And just here recently, a little over 2 years ago, lost my aunt. Beforehand, back in the 1996, hard to believe grandma's been earthly-wise 25 years up in Glory Land, which every day to God's like a thousand years, as Scripture reminds us. But every time I, back in the day, go to the cemetery and put some flowers out there, me or U.S. Marine Cody, or I'd go with my mom out there and put some flowers out, I'd always, it was up on a hill, and always felt this cool breeze, like peace from God. So what I'm about ready to teach on and tell you guys about kind of pertains to what life is when you lose your loved one, and hopefully they have it right with Jesus Christ. So can loved ones in heaven look down on you? Well, a conductor raised his baton and he nodded toward the orchestra. Okay. As the melodies of Bach's Orthico filled the cathedral, people were sitting in and they were waiting for the cue. In the soprano section, someone stood in matching black concert dresses, voices raised with joy. As these particular people heard him sing, one particular person said, I thought about my dad and how he would have enjoyed hearing such a beautiful production. In fact, 1 year before the particular individual said he stepped into eternity, and he stepped in at age 85, he lived a full life. Yet, I still miss him and the musical connection we shared. Then the small voice whispered, he's here, up in the balcony, on the left. I could not see him, but as tears filled my eyes, as the music swelled, into it, Sarah Narrow. I knew Dad heard me, sitting in the empty chair on the balcony to the left. How about that? So your question is, C.A., do you believe, can loved ones in heaven look down on you? I can give you that simple answer. I believe the answer is yes. Excuse me, allergies got me today. And again, I believe the answer is yes. Not just in my experiences with my grandparents and even my late aunt, or my other grandma or other aunts that have gone on before us, but also from others who have reported similar incidents. We are told about a thin veil between heaven and earth. Again, we are told about a thin veil between heaven and earth. And Scripture bears witness to the possibility of movement from one to the other. Huh? Yep, in the Old Testament, friends, we read the story of King Saul who asked to speak to Prophet Samuel. Granted, Saul, the connection through the witch of Endor, as you go back to the scripture and you can read the whole book of a whole chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 28. But God allowed that experience. Samuel asked, "Why have you summoned me?" Him and Saul discussed the kingdom, and Samuel critiqued the embattled king. Now Saul asked for advice, and God allowed it through his deceased servant Samuel. We are cautioned, however, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 10. Might want to highlight it. Not to seek out sorcerers and witchcraft. But the passage in 1 Samuel shows it is possible for someone who has passed to revisit earth and even speak to us. You know, here's some stories I want to read to you guys. Reverend Stella Roots, he was an ordained minister and a bereavement coordinator for hospice rites. I have listened to many family members share how the experience of the presence of the loved one. After a loved one dies, many family members yearn for just a touch or a scent or a smell to know their loved one is all right. The soft smell of the loved one's perfume, physically feeling the loved one's arms around them, family member, or the lights turned off without any reason. The experiences are precious and unique, but can also be painful after the special moment has ended. He talks about several years ago, how he met a remarkable woman in a nursing home. Boy, I remember my nursing home ministries from 8 years doing that for about, I'm sorry, 7 years doing nursing home ministries. In her 80s, her name was Cora. She lived a reminiscing about her life during World War II, the Depression, and rebuilding of the United States. Cora shared about with him about her son, Buddy, who loved his dog. They often played in the backyard, converting in the perimeter of the yard, jumping over a tree stump and playing peekaboo under the sheets of the drying on the clothesline. Remember those days, guys. Cora's precious Buddy died of the flu epidemic that would be the great flu epidemic of 1918. She grieved long and hard. Then one day she heard the dog barking. She looked in the backyard and saw something that had not happened since Buddy became ill. The dog converted around the perimeter, and you know what? The dog jumped around the tree stump and played peekaboo and under the sheets and dry lines. Cora knew the dog was playing with her invisible son, and a piece of the fractured heart began to heal. But there's an argument, and guess what the argument is? A common argument asked, and you ready for this? And I want to share this. Let's see if I can go back to my notes here, because I'm going back to my biblical notes. The argument is that a common argument that people ask is, why should someone in heaven watch what is happening on earth that would simply make them sad? But I want you to think about this too. But if God protects the deceased from the sadness and allows what brings them as well as us joy. Now we all need to be encouraged. God is faithful and providing the boast of the encouragement exactly when we need it. Can't the God who knows our hearts determine who and how to send the message of hope? Think about that. Can he save our souls with a glimpse in his beautiful world in the affirmation of the loved ones that are with him? You know, if you go to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, you know, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. You may want to highlight that. Think about that. The use of the word cloud implies a different entity, possibly above us, enveloping us within the cloud, those gone before us, cheering us on, praising God for our progress as we run with endurance the race set before us. Since we are told guardian angels walk with us and minister to us, which they do, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14 highlight that too as well. It is not possible for the spiritual realm around us that might include those that have passed. John Piper has a book out, and I encourage you, or maybe go to his website and read up on it when you have time. It's called Desiring God. He addresses the topic, and I think you guys will get a lot out of it. Let me give you a little insert on it about a biblical perspective. This is from John Piper, and I'll go ahead and read some of it to you. It says, God will give the saints whatever measure of knowledge they need for the greatest experience of the happiness in God. If they need to know something from the fullest experience of joy in God, they will know it. He won't withhold what is needed for happiness in him. And that's by John Piper. Now I want to go back in the New Testament as we read about the rich man and Lazarus. If you make note in Luke chapter 16 verses 22 to 26 records the story of how the rich man looked up and saw the wise man Lazarus at peace in heaven. But then the rich man realized too late for his mistake in not believing and not caring the poor folks who journeyed through his life. He had asked Abraham, to send Lazarus to witness to his family, but he also warned them before it was too late. You see, Abraham declined the request, but this passage underscores the fact that a deceased Abraham conversed across a spiritual divine. If those who suffer in hell can look upward, it is not also possible under God's terrange for the reverse direction. The Bible also gives us another example. When God will it, if you read the whole chapter of Matthew chapter 17, the transformation account underscores how deceased saints may suddenly appear on earth. You know, Jesus is joined by Moses and Elijah, who talked to the Son of God in this moment of instruction of Peter, James, and John, as well as a reminder to the saints in glory. But when God wills it, can travel back to earth. This gentleman talks about back last July when his best friend suffered from a sudden illness and left for heaven. After the funeral, he had a hold up for a while. He had a hole in him for a while. Journaling through his grief and trying to find some sense into the whole world without his best friend that was named. And it was a woman. He was a man and it was a woman. His best friend's name was Deb. So one night he sat on his bed with his Bible open, crying out with raw emotions and grief. He says, then I sensed Deb behind me, her hand on my shoulder, letting me know she is okay. He notes that he did not actually see Deb or feel her in a physical sense. Yet somehow just knowing that she was in the room reminded him of the friendship that continued into eternity beyond what he could possibly physically experience. As in this life, so in this death, his presence and his comfort. So let's see how he give you some final thoughts. Just a little final thought in closing. That final thought is that we cannot know everything that happens in death. And truthfully, we probably don't need to know everything. Yet, I believe God is so loving that he allows us to see or feel into another realm to remind us of his always his caring and his loving. So, what's your point through all this, CA? Well, my point is yes. Your loved ones can look down, and if you want to debate it with me, that's okay. But I believe it and also studied it in Bible college. And Scripture reminds us. So yes, indeed, I believe sometimes when I was at that cemetery, I believe with the cool breeze that was a sign. I believe that I also believe that sometimes that God can peel back, because remember the veil is thin. You know, that my grandmother, for instance, I'm just using it as an example, can see the happy moments, not the sad. Because remember, up in heaven, it's always happy, and that's the way it's going to be with your loved one. So I want you guys to remember that. Okay, before I close out, it's just been an all Carmen music day today. And you know what? I hope that gives you some helps. But I want to play a song that I love a lot. And it's called Isn't He Wonderful? It's the melody. And then we're going to lead off in a prayer on a Friday. Y'all, enjoy. Amen. Thank you, Mr. Carmen. Isn't our Jesus wonderful? Yes, he is, friends. And I hope that you guys indulge in and have a great weekend. Now, Saturday, I'm going to be doing a very special Spotlight Saturday that is Mercy Me, the whole album in its entirety. And it's a new one called Inhale and Exhale. Again, Inhale and Exhale by Mercy Me. Be sure to tune in on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Also, like us on our Facebook page, Morning Brew Christian Podcast. More the merrier. Okay, let's lead off in prayer on a Friday. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we love you, and we just pray that we have a good day, a good weekend upcoming. Be with us, God, us watch over and protect us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, friends, remember the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E. This is CA, your on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio Network. Y'all have a great Friday. Be safe. Stay dry. Bye for now.